12th parak of Shabbos Mishnah Beis, we're discussing Melech HaChodesh, plowing, which means preparing the land for planting. We'll see various forms of it in the Mishnah. The Mishnah also discusses Zareya, which is planting, or anything that will make the tree grow better is also considered a toga of planting. So HaChodesh Kol Shehu, a person who plows the land, even a small amount, is a very small amount, turns over the land, is chai, he says, all right, because it has a use, you can put one seed in it. Hamanakesh is somebody who removes the weeds from the land, or it could be that he softens up the earth around the trees. This is also tapa harisha, because again, he's making the land more plantable, either by removing the weeds or by softening up the land. And the kalsim is he cuts off the right branches from the tree. And the zorid is he cuts off excess new branches from the tree. Any of these kolshus chayiv. The last two are not chayish. They are totally of zareya, because they are things that make the tree grow better, produce more fruit, for the fact that we get rid of these excess branches. And malakad eitzim, a person who gathers wood that is in his field, in the takin kolshu, if he's doing it so that he should use this wood for some purpose. The takin of him is to clear off the earth. He wants to use it for planting purpose, which is a type of harisha. It's a beam or even a small piece of wood which is disturbing his planting area. He removes that, so even if it's a small amount, that's a type of harisha. So once again, harisha is preparing the land for planting, whether you turn over the soil itself or you remove things that are on the land that are getting in the way of your planting. In Rehesek, if you're doing it because you want the wood for burning purposes, that we learned before, chashivas of wood is the amount that you could use to burn to make a soft wood there. Hamalakit has Selvin, a person who gathers together shrubbery that's on the ground. Im Litakin Kosho, if he's doing it for the sake of Harisha to make the land better, also even a small amount. In Labahema, if he's gathering it from the ground to feed it to an animal, Kamali Pi Gidi, then it has to be at least amount to give a mouthful of a goat. Less than that, then it doesn't have Chashiva, so his intent is using these ourselves. That's just to prepare the land for planting, even a small amount, prepare that area for planting, which is a type of Harisha.